Now, for the last few weeks, we've been running a selfie competition with a terrific prize with our friends at the Sunday World, and all you had to do was simply take a selfie. Didn't matter where, didn't matter when, so long as it was in good taste, and send it in, and then there'd be a judging panel, and then they would choose a winner, and that's what happened. And the winner's profile and picture appeared in the Sunday World yesterday, so thanks to all of the thousands of people who entered the competition with their selfies. Brenda.
Yes, we got some, we got so many selfies into that competition. There were food selfies, beach selfies, even a few belfies, if you don't mind, but all sorts. But what really took me back, we had five finalists who were on the week before last, and all of them really captured a moment, whether it was a funny one, an emotional one, a tricky one, but it was a moment. And I think that was the thing that kind of blew me away, because they told a story in that very split second snap. And the winner was in the Sunday World, and it is a terrific prize. Let me remind people what the prize was again. We teamed up with Somewhere Holidays and Sutter Home, and the prize was a 7-day trip to the Napa Valley in California for two people, including a 2-night stay at the Sutter Home Winery, transfers to and from the airport, and everything taken care of. A real VIP, amazing prize. But anyway, there were five finalists, and one jumped out at all the judges, and it was the winner. And I called around to his house in the company of Jenny Lambert from the Sunday World, and he didn't know he'd won, but he knew he was in the top five, so they were kind of expecting us just to have a chat about the picture. And the winner is a gentleman called Robert Carley. He lives in Kilbarrick Road in Dublin, and he took this amazing selfie, and it's the moment he gave his daughter away at the top of the aisle on the day of her wedding. So the two of them walk up the aisle with the congregation, family and friends around, new hubby waiting there, the priest, the whole lot, and he just took that moment, and it's the two of them just before he handed him away. So I went and I met him, right, and he didn't know he'd won the prize at this stage, but I was just blown away listening to him, because he talked so beautifully about that relationship of father and daughter, and about kind of the whole wedding and being the father, going from being the father-in-law, being the father to the father-in-law and everything. Listen, just sit back. I don't know, I was crying anyway, but this is the moment myself and Jenny were outside his house in Kilbarrick, and we wanted him to tell us all about the selfie, and then we got to give him this prize. We're going to give somebody this amazing prize. Selfie competition, a really great idea. I've enjoyed looking at some of the entrants.
Yeah, we actually thought, since it was named the selfie, the Oxford Dictionary Word of the Year in 2013, we thought it'd be an interesting competition to do, to see what sort of entries. And of course, you can't log on to any social media site without seeing someone's selfie every day. So yeah, we really loved all the entries. They were fun, and there were, some of them were very unexpected. They're actually quite touching.
Well, Jenny, let's go give away a wonderful prize to the Napa Valley in California for 5 nights to Robert Carley. His house is just around the corner here, and he doesn't know.
Can't wait, Brenda. Can't wait to see his face.
Now, I'm in a driveway here in Kilbarrick Road. This is the house here of Robert. Just rang his bell there. Hopefully he's there. Here he comes. Hello. Hi, are you Robert?
Come in, come in. You're very welcome. You're very welcome.
And this must be Deborah. Hi, Deborah.
How are you? Good to see you.
I'm Brenda. How are you?
From the Mooney Show. From the Mooney Show, wow.
Yeah. Are we going to go and have a chat about your selfies?
Oh, my selfie. My selfie and my daughter. Come to the garden and we shall talk.
Actually, what a lovely idea. Yeah, how posh is that?
It's like a July day out, isn't it?
Now, let's talk about this selfie, if you don't mind. Without describing the whole story behind it, just describe what the picture is for those listening to the programme today.
Okay, so I suppose we believe this is quite a rare photograph for two reasons. We've never seen one before, and we don't think anyone else is mad enough to do it. So this photograph is a father and his beautiful daughter just before he hands her over to her husband-to-be at the top of the aisle.
So Deborah, you were the bride. So how long ago was the wedding?
It was only 6 weeks ago,
Oh my goodness.
I'm a new bride.
And who were you marrying?
My wonderful husband, Daniel, who I met when I was 7 and started going, and we were 15.
Aww.
And I'm 23 now, so a long story.
So your dad took a picture. Were you surprised he took a picture at the top of the altar?
Yes and no, because my dad is mad. So I'm not surprised that he did it, but it was a brilliant moment.
And what a great moment to capture, Robert. But can I find out a little bit about yourself and your family and why you decided at that moment to take a selfie?
Okay, till 3 years ago, we were a very compact family. There was myself and Jean, who I met when I was 13 in school, in Mount Temple School. And we had five magnificent kids. And sadly, in 2011, Jean had an aneurysm, massive aneurysm, and just died. And so she left home here, kissed me and went to work. And then we didn't see her again. So we lost an amazing jewel. So we lost my childhood sweetheart, my wife, and the kids' mum. So it was probably the saddest day of all time for all people. And we believe there was no grief like our grief. And it was just a hard day for us. And it's been a hard time since. And I suppose the hard time since has been, we went through, you know, being a mum, we went through the crying baby, shitty nappies, tough times, sickness, fights, kids struggling through exams, going for degrees, went through all that. And now we're in the time for mammies and daddies to be going, look, we made it. And then, so this magnificent day, Deborah's wedding day, was a day when Jean should have been with us, and we feel she really was with us. And I suppose I was praying before the wedding to say, God, give me grace to make it through today, because I don't really feel that Jean is with us, and she should be. And then it was like God said to me, look at your daughter, your Jean is definitely with you. So she's so present in Deborah and Joanna and the other kids. It's just that, like, Jean has left such a legacy. Mm. And we kind of wanted to honour that through the day, but it's a happy day. Marriage is a happy day, and it's the beginning of Deb's and Daniel's life together. And we just felt we must honour that. And I also felt that Jean would be there. And we had been taking selfies because I had said to myself, anytime I'm going to cry, I'm going to take a selfie. So by the time we got to the aisle, I was at about 50, I think. So I was taking selfies nonstop. Just at that moment, because on halfway up the aisle, we did this twirl, which I just thought, I just wanted to show everyone how gorgeous Deborah was. And she was so pretty. And then having done that, I took three steps after that. And I'm going to start, I'm going to cry now, right? And then I could see her husband at the front. I thought that no one could love Deborah the way I do. And I just saw his face and thought, my God, that young fella adores her.
I'm going to have to stop because I'm in bits. Oh my God.
So we were walking towards that moment when I was going to hand him into the care of another man. And that's not easy for a daddy. So I just said, wait, what did I say this morning I was going to do if I got upset? So I just said to the whole church, and everyone was on edge because everyone knew Jean, and like we had the whole toughness of that. So I just said to Deborah, okay, hold on, I'm going to take a selfie. And I took out the phone and the entire church just started to laugh. Mm. And it was like the greatest release of sadness into joy. And as I held the camera up, it was a strange moment, because when you look at the selfie, we're both looking up, because you do. The nature of a selfie is, I don't know, I think it takes the wrinkles out of your neck if you're old like me. So it's like, it's a good thing. So we're both looking up. And for that moment, I kind of felt, Jean, we did it. And I'm handing her over now, and she's perfect on her day, and she's into her new life, and they're going to have a great time together. And you did a great job. I suppose for me, that's what the selfie says. It says it's like the last moment. It's like a full stop on the end of that part. Not the full stop at the end of the book, but just my paragraph, my job, and Jean's job. And as I hand it over to Daniel. And what's amazing is, as I took the selfie, I didn't know, but the official photographer took a photograph of me taking the selfie, which I just think is the most incredible picture ever. And so that's a moment for us that we never forget. I suppose for me, I'll never forget. And we honoured her mum, honoured the bride, honoured the groom, and we hope honoured God in what we did. So it was a good day. That's the selfie.
Can I just say, I am blown away, Robert, because I didn't expect to be hit with such wonderful emotion, and you tell it so articulately. What is it like to hear your dad speak like that?
It's really special to know that you're loved in such a deep way. And so everything that Dad said about the selfie and the moment when I walked up the aisle, I think we were both doing the same thing, trying not to cry and looking around and seeing so many people that you love, and then knowing that someone was missing was really hard. So when I took the selfie, it was such a release and such a happy moment that it meant that you could just enjoy the day for what it was. And it was just a really, really special moment.
Your mum sounds like an amazing woman, and obviously she was very loved. But can I talk about that moment, Robert, when you took the selfie and you saw Deborah's husband at the altar? People have an opinion that sometimes a dad handing over the daughter to his son, there's territory or property about it. Is she not strong enough to walk down the aisle on her own and just go herself? Does she need the dad to hand over from one man to another? Yeah. What do you say to that?
I suppose for me, there's a couple of things. There's the wedding day for me, it's pageantry and symbolism. Does that make sense? Yeah. So there's a couple of things, I suppose, being symbolized. It is a transition from one part of your life into another. And I think in a lot of things in life, we've stopped those journeys, that transition, even for teenagers. I mean, you look at kids' journey into adulthood. Now, there's no real break between, I mean, when I was a kid, it was like you went from short pants into longers. That was a big thing, right? That sounds mad now, but like there was, you go, your man's in longers. Like he's only 12 and he's in longers. That was like a whole thing. So I have this thing about transition and marking time and really marking occasions and marking days of that. So for me as a dad, it was a huge thing. It was like, because I was gone, because she's in the care of another man. Though I don't mean he doesn't own her, but she's in partnership with him. So until now, we were in partnership together. I'm not sure who was the senior partner, but we were certainly in partnership. And for that moment, I needed to mark publicly that this is the moment when we hand over care. And I suppose care is probably a better word than ownership. At that moment, Brenda, I have to be honest, my heart was breaking, but not out of sadness. I suppose it was probably out of, there's a whole identity thing going on, because you're going like, as we walk in the door and then we're in the car, we're having here all the selfies in the morning with all her makeup and all that stuff with her sisters and her bridesmaids and all that. I'm the daddy. Who's the daddy? I'm the daddy, right? So, but once we went up the aisle and I hand her over, in that house, Daniel is now the main man. He's been Deborah's main man for ages, but he's like, but in my head, I'm going, that's it, we're passing over. No, I better still be a huge part of Deborah's life. But just that kind of care. So it's like, I remember my other daughter, Joanna, once she got a serious headache and she was in hospital, and I ran all the way from the job I was on to get to the hospital to look after her. And when I got there, she was lying in A&E on her boyfriend Michael's lap. And I went, oh, my work here is done. I was like, yep, he's the carer. And that, I think that's the moment that for me, that selfie's like, now we're changing. Because in the picture that the photographer took, you can see Daniel waiting there like an eager little man just to get his prize. And I knew in 15 minutes when the vows were done, she was now Mrs. Malone. She was no longer Miss Cardi. And that was that for me was the transition.
Debs, tell me about your dad. He seems a wonderful man.
He absolutely is. It has been a very hard journey, and Dad has had to do the job of two people. The moment of the selfie was saying, I'm not being the main daddy anymore, or in that case, the main mom. So he had to kind of give up those two roles. But I keep telling him that I haven't died and I'm still your daughter. And I think that's what Dad thought, that as soon as I got married, that his job was over. But a daddy's job is never over.
This is an amazing thing, because I since have been blessed to remarry. I have an amazing woman, Karen, in my life. And on the morning of the wedding, I was quite upset when I got up, and she said to me, Rob, it's not fair, Jean, she'll be here, but I'll hold you for her for the day. And I just thought that was an extraordinary thing to say. Yes, it's sad, and yes, we've been hurt, but in some ways you just think, man, that's a blessing to have that much love around you. So the selfie thing was quite a funny thing, but it has more significance than you could even imagine, I think.
Now, Robert, we know, and I'm lucky enough to experience it, that wonderful special relationship Dad and daughter have. You seem to have it in spade loads.
Dads and daughters. I suppose when God blesses you enough to create a daughter, he takes most of your heart out and puts it into them. Then you spend the rest of your life trying to mind it, because that's where it is. I suppose when I look at my daughters, that's what I see. I just see all the beauty that may have existed in me, and definitely every ounce of beauty that was in their mom. So I suppose for dads, it's your heart in a dress.
Well, you said it yourself that your dad's your hero, and I think mine is too, that I've never known my dad to take a day off in his life. He just works, and I love his sense of humour, and I definitely think I have adopted that. It's just a unique and special bond, I think, that a dad and a daughter has.
Well, Robert Carley and Debs, what are you calling yourself now, Deb?
Mrs. Malone.
You entered the selfie competition. It's a wonderful prize, courtesy of Sunway Holidays and Sutter Home. It's 5 days in the Napa Valley in California, and 2 nights then in the Sutter Home Winery. As I said, you got in the top five. But what I actually want to say to you is your picture and the moment that you captured has blown the judges away. And in fact, Robert Carley and Deborah Malone, you are the winners of this wonderful prize.
Oh, brilliant.
Oh, wow. Wow, 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 wow.
There you go. Robert, that's fantastic.
Amazing. Yeah.
You're not going to start me again. No, are you delighted, Robert?
I'm shocked. I tell you why. My reason for sending the photograph is that I just love it. Everyone should see this. Everyone should feel this, because she's gorgeous and she should be seen by everyone. And it was just such a special moment for me. And I have a picture that I can treasure for that moment. And as Deborah said, she's always going to be a huge part of my life. But just that was my transition into being a father-in-law. But I'm not just a father-in-law, I'm a father-in-love. And that's brilliant. So that's it.
Jenny Lambert from the Sunday World, you are delighted with these winners, and why do you think they stood out?
Absolutely, Brenda. When we launched the competition, the selfie competition, we knew we'd get the funny selfies, the animal selfies, the duck face selfies, and even a few belfies we got in there. But we couldn't believe actually that we'd get an emotional feeling from looking at a selfie. I mean, something so simple that only takes a split second to do. It really, really did touch us, and that's why we chose Robert as the winner. So congratulations, Robert.
So Robert Carley, you've a wonderful daughter, Debs. Long life and happiness to you and Daniel, Debs.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for sharing your selfie with us and for sharing your stories as well. And can I wish you a great trip to California, and you are the winner of the Mooney Show selfie competition with the Sunday World.
Go selfie, go selfie.